हरे कृष्णा। अव्यक्तस्यम अपप्रमेयस्य नानाशक्तियुदायश्च नावै चिकृषितं तात को वेदत् स्वसंभवाम्। अव्यक्तस्य अपमरेश्यस्य नानाशक्तियुदायश्च नावै चिकृषितं तात को वेदत् स्वसंभवाम्। अव्यक्तस्य अप्रमेयस्य नानाशक्तियुदायश्च नावै चिकृषितं तात को वेदात् स्वसंभवाम्। अव्यक्तस्य अप्रमेयस्य नानाशक्तियुदायश्च नावै चिकृषितं तात को वेदात्स्व संभवम्। अव्यक्तस्य प्रमेयस्य नानाशक्तियुदयश्च नावै चिकृषितं तात को वेदात्स्व संभवम्। अव्यक्तस्य प्रमेयस्य नानाशक्तियुदयश्च नावै चिकृषितं तात को वेदात्स्व संभवान्। अव्यक्तस्य ऑफ द अनमैनिफेस्टेड, अप्रमेयस्य ऑफ द ट्रांसेंडेंस, नाना वेरियस शक्ति एनर्जीज, उदयस्य ऑफ हिम हु गिव्स rise to, cha also, na never, vai certainly, chikrishitam the plan, tata my dear boy, kaha who, veda can know, atha therefore, swa own, sambhavam origin. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Jaya Prabhupada. The absolute truth, transcendence, is never subject to the understanding of imperfect sensory endeavors, nor is subject to direct experience. He is the master of varieties of energies, like the full material energy, and no one can understand His plans or actions. Therefore, it should be concluded that although He is the original cause of all causes, no one can know Him by mental speculation. Purport. The question may be raised, since there are so many varieties of philosophers theorizing in different ways, which of them is correct? The answer is that the absolute truth, transcendence, is never subject to direct experience or mental speculation. The mental speculator may be called Dr. Frog. The story is that a frog in a 3-foot well wanted to calculate the length and breadth of the Atlantic Ocean on the basis of his knowledge of his own well. But it was an impossible task for Dr. Frog. A person may be a great academically scholar or a professor, but he cannot speculate and expect to understand the absolute truth, for his senses are limited. The causes of all causes, the absolute truth, can be known from the absolute truth himself, and not by our ascending process to reach him. When the sun is not visible at night, or when it is covered by a cloud in the day, it is not possible to overcome it, either by bodily or mental strength or by scientific instrument, although the sun is there in the sky. No one can say that he has discovered a torchlight so powerful that if one goes on a roof and focus the torchlight on the night sky, the sun will be seen. There is no such torchlight, not it is possible. The word avyakta, unmanifested, in this verse indicates that the absolute truth cannot be manifested by any strains of so-called scientific advancement of knowledge. Transcendence is not the subject matter of direct experience. The absolute truth may be known in the same way as the sun covered by a cloud or covered by the night. For when the sun rises in the morning in its own way, then everyone can see the sun. Everyone can see the world and everyone can see himself. This understanding of self-realization is called Atmatattva. Unless, however, one comes to this point of understanding Atmatattva, Tattva, one remains in the darkness in which he was born. Under the circumstance, no one can understand the plan of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Lord is occupied with the varieties of energies as stated in the Vedic literature. Parasya Shakti Vivadeya Surajat Suryati. He is occupied with the energies of the eternal time. Not only does he has the material energy which we see and experience, but he has also many reserve energies that he can manifest in due course of time when necessary. The material necessities can simply study the partial understanding of the varieties of the energies. He can take up one of the energies and try to understand it with limited knowledge. But still, it is not possible to understand the absolute truth in full by dint of material science. No material scientist can foretell what is going to happen in the future. The Bhakti Yoga process, however, is completely different from so-called scientific advancement of knowledge. A devotee completely surrenders unto the Supreme who reveals himself by his causeless mercy. As stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Dadami Buddhi Yogam Tam. The Lord says, I give him intelligence. What is that intelligence? Yena Mam Upiyantide. The Lord gives one the intelligence to cross over the oceans of nescience and come back home, back to Godhead. In conclusion, the cause of all causes, the absolute truth of the Supreme Brahman, cannot be understood by the philosophical speculation, but he reveals himself to his devotees because the devotee fully surrender unto his lotus feet. Bhagavad Gita is therefore to be accepted as the revealed scripture spoken by the absolute truth himself when it descends to this planet. If any intelligent man who wants to know what God is, he should study this transcendental literature under the guidance of a bona fide spiritual master. Then it is very easy to understand Krishna as it is. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuro Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Nama Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Swapadamdigam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapadakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sargajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vidam Tam Sajivam Savaitam Savadutam Parijana Saritam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vidamsha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Thinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Shri Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Brishya Kripa Sindhu Vyayevacha Patitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasati Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Namo Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. So we are reading from Canto 4, Chapter 11, verse number 23. Verse number 23. Chapter entitled Swayambhu Manu Advised Dhruva Maharaj. So we see this entire chapter, like till now, like how when Dhruva Maharaj was fighting with the Yakshas and he was being overcome by the illusions of the Yakshas, like he was not able to overcome them. So with the help of the sages, Dhruva Maharaj, after listening to the sages, Dhruva Maharaj was able to perform Achman and took this Narayan Astra, and with the help of this Narayan Astra, he was able to overcome all the illusions which had been created by the Yakshas. And when the Yakshas who were facing this Narayan Astras, they were totally agitated by this Narayan Astra, and they were running towards Dhruva Maharaj about to kill. So the example, the analogy is given like they were running like an envious snake, like snake with the raised hood, trying to attack Dhruva Maharaj. And in contrast to that, Dhruva Maharaj cut out all the limbs of all these Yakshas and sent them to the Satyaloka. So now this scene was being created, and then Swayambhu Manu comes with all the sages at this scene, and he tries to pacify, because Swayambhu Manu has a compassion in his heart. He wants to pacify that, my dear grandson Dhruva Maharaj, you have done enough, like this is enough now, you can now stop. So Dhruva Maharaj was very angry because his brother had been killed by one of the Yakshas, and just to take revenge and to fulfill that, he had lots of affection towards his brother. Like when we heard, like Mohan Vilas like pointed out very nice point when he gave the previous classes, that people would not think, array, because Dhruva Maharaj had this something in his heart that his brother was his brother Suniti and the Surichi, like they were there, and like he was not showing compassion to his brother, that because he was been sent to the forest by his brother's mother. So people will think, array, he's a king and he is not showing. So he went little extra on board, and that's why he became more angry and he was trying to kill many Yakshas. So Swayambhu Manu is checking the anger of Dhruva Maharaj, that actually only one Yaksha has killed your brother, and so you should not kill all the Yakshas. Like we have already killed so many Yakshas who were not so sinful. They were like, and by saying this, Swayambhu Manu is trying to pacify and putting many arguments in front of Dhruva Maharaj that he should not kill. And actually you are a person, you are a devotee of the Lord, and you are destined to go to back home, back to Godhead. But this anger path will lead you to somewhere else. But this is not the path of an atirosha. Means this anger, it should not be performed like by you. And if you do this, then this is not a sign of a sadhu. So when Swayambhu Manu was explaining this and seeing the expression of Dhruva Maharaj, Dhruva Maharaj was not so much satisfied by the explanation, because if we see, like previously also, when Dhruva Maharaj met Narad Muni, when he was very angry, and Narad Muni tried to say, you're a small child, you go home, forget it, what has been done, you forget it. But Dhruva Maharaj told, if you want to tell me what is the path I want to achieve, else you be at side, I want to move ahead. So Dhruva Maharaj was like a Kshatriya blood, he was not able to. So then Swayambhu Manu started to explain that how that all this is happening by the manifestation of the Lord's energy. The Lord is the cause. And trying to pacify, like in every verse is like that, how the Lord's energy, he's the maintainer, he's the creator, he's the destructor. Everything is happening by the will of the Lord. And whatever has happened, it was with direct, the Lord would not be the direct cause. Like whatever activities we have performed, he's just supplying us according to our deeds. So then he slowly started explaining Dhruva Maharaj that how everything what is happening, it is only by the with the will of the Lord. And when, and he gives different arguments also, like that nobody can, so this verse stops at like no one can understand the plan of the Lord. So previous to this verse, many philosophers give their different arguments that, okay, some say it could be karma, some say it is lust, some say it is my swabhav, my nature, some say it is like so all these varieties of philosophers, they try to speak about, anyway. And at this point, he says that actually all these philosophers, they don't know that what is happening. Like, they are very ignorant. They only say, but actually, everything is happening by the will of the Lord. So in this verse, it is said that this avyakta, this unmanifest, which is unmanifest, it cannot be seen by a common person who has no spiritual background. But a person, a devotee who has a spiritual background, he will be able to understand that, okay, this is happening by the will of the Lord. But sometimes also, a devotee is also bewildered by this, the act that why this is happening. So always he requires a guidance, a superior devotee who can help and check that he is boarding somewhere else. He is not supposed to board there. And then this help can help. So we see in the case of Dhruva Maharaj, like Dhruva Maharaj is a pure devotee of the Lord. And we see like Lord Chaitanya used to always listen to the pastimes of Dhruva Maharaj and Prahlad Maharaj. So Dhruva Maharaj also went overboard, like what to has to be done. But then he was been checked by Swayambhu Manu. And with the help of Swayambhu Manu, we'll see in the future verses that how he was able to pacify his anger. And then he forgave all the yakshas and he went back forgiveness from Kubera. But in this verse, it is said that the stage from avyukta to atma tattva, like this stage, like which is unmanifest, like sometimes we cannot understand that what is happening in our life, in day-to-day life, why this is happening in my life, I'm not able to understand. So at that time, either to be get bewildered in that situation, one should helplessly pray to the Lord and take the help of the devotees who have gone through these situations. And by taking help of those devotees, we would be very easily overcome that situation. So this, the stage between like unmanifest, it would be and to Atma Tattva would always, we have to see like in every day-to-day activities also we can sometimes see like, and we have a choice at every time, either to get bewildered or either to get like the help of the Lord or His devotees. And we see that no one can understand the plan of the Lord. Like as Bhishma Dev says that whatever has happened to the Pandavas, like their life was full of completely like, means if somebody say that if the life of devotee is like this, then nobody will become a devotee. Like Bhishma Dev is telling that to Lord Krishna, by Lord, how much you have tested these Pandavas? They have gone through so much turbulence, so much trouble. Like, and why you have done this? Nobody can, normal people can understand. But through them, you want to teach the whole world that however powerful the other opposing party would be, and they were not be capable of fighting with it. Like we see the war of Kurukshetra also, like Bhishma was like unconquerable. Nobody could have defeated Bhishma. But Lord wanted to prove that if you are on the wrong side, and even you would be most powerful and the other person would be not as powerful as you, you would be defeated. So sometimes we cannot understand the plan of the Lord. It is what sometimes, like always we cannot understand the plan of the Lord, like the, why the Lord is playing like this. Like if we see like our Govardhan Eco Village also, like when we came initially, it was like, you think, hey, this is like jungle, what is going to happen? Who's going to come over here? It's like the drinking of water was also an austerity. Like it was in hard water, like it was very difficult. But whatever the desire of the devotee is there, like it is happening over here. What we had spoken like before sending us here, that this will come, this will happen. We'll have these things, many devotees from outside will come, many people from researchers will come, many scientists will come. So recently some devotee had called me that my brother, he was like a very atheist. He was not believing in, like, he was like, and he had done have a very nice qualification, very scientist, had written 250 papers, many awards he have received. So he has read book of Maharaj, and he became so much like attracted, and that he wanted to come to our place and have the experience. So I was thinking, see, this transformation, which was unmanifest to us when we came over here, now it is slowly manifesting, we can see. But in that manifesting, unmanifesting, and between the manifesting, in between, there was lots of illusion, there was lots of misunderstanding, lots of fights. But in due course of time, it is going to come. So Prabhupada gives a very nice analogy that no one can understand if the sun is set, it is behind the cloud. As much amount of torchlight, as much amount of our full strength we do, we will not able to able to see the light. But in due course of time, when the morning comes, automatically the sun would be rising and we can see the whole world, everyone and even ourselves also. So this stage of unmanifestation, which Prabhupada explained over here, it's like these philosophers, they are trying to, and Prabhupada gives a very nice analogy in this, the Dr. Frog. So actually this analogy also suits also, like we also have a small well of our understanding. Okay, this is the thing like I can see. But it's like it's a vast Atlantic oceans. And by this frog, by his own standard, he would not able to measure also. So recently, like Sanat Kumar was giving like a very nice example. If an ant has to cross over the mountains, so how many life he can take, he will not able to cross it. But if the ants take the shelter of a tiger, a lion, and sit on the back of a lion, and the lion can jump from one mountain to another, so the ant can also cross over. So similarly, we are very insignificant. What to speak of like us, like even the demigods don't understand the plan of the Lord. Demigods, they don't understand. Even Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, even Lord Balram would not able to understand the plan of the Lord. So we'll see how it's like that. Like if you see the demigods, like Indra. So Lord Indra is always like thinking, "Arey, this Govardhan puja was being performed for like this yagya, this Brijavasi used to perform for me, and now they are worshipping this Govardhan hill just by on the mentioning by this small child, the talkative child who is telling that you should worship Govardhan, not Indra." So he becomes very angry and he forgets. So the anger, he said that is one letter short of danger. Like if you put, so we forget like in anger. And in anger, only we would be pacified when we have given a proper logic. If the proper logic is not there, and that has to be also come from a superior. So Indra, he's a manager and doing many things. He knows that, "Arey, Krishna had helped me." But then when Satyabhama went there, he was not able to give that tree also, like the Parijat tree. And he had a fight with Krishna because he was so attached to that. So we see this Govardhan Lila also. Indra also gets bewildered. Indra gets bewildered. And then in Brahmavarman Lila, Brahmaji gets bewildered. That how this small boy who has a curd rice in his hand, some fruit, and he's moving around in the forest and he was able to kill Agasura. So Brahma with four heads, whose whole body is full of intelligence, he is not able to understand. Then how like the insignificant Jiva of Kali Yuga, who don't know that after like 4 days before what they have eaten, and how we are able to understand the plan of the Lord. So that's why we required at every step the guidance of the Lord. Every step the guidance of the devotee. But that guidance is very painful to us sometimes. Or like always, like why I should do like this. But that will help us to overcome this avyakta to that Atma Tattva. It helps us that we will be able to overcross this. And we see in the Lord Shiva's pastime also. Lord Shiva also gets bewildered. Like he also fights against Krishna. Just to please his devotee. Actually, this pastimes has been shown just to show us that how the situations will come in our life that we'll forget that why we are worshipping Krishna. So what to speak of these conditioned souls who are completely very limited and trying to understand by their own mental speculation and by their own will, like, okay, this is there. So Prabhupada gives a very amazing thing over this. This Dr. Frog is wanted to know about the Atlantic Ocean, but he said that, but it is an impossible task for Dr. Frog. Because a person may be a great academic scholar or professor, but he cannot speculate and expect the understanding of the absolute truth for his senses are limited. Everybody has his limited senses. And Prabhupada also writes in the future purport that there's the Lord energies which are there, which is not be able to understand by our limited senses. So we see the pastime of Lord Chaitanya when this Rath Yatra pastime was going on. So Lord Chaitanya was dancing in all the seven circles. of the groups of devotees where the Rath Yatra was going on. So this was unmanifested to the many people, but it was manifested to who were very close associate of the Lord. And they were able to see that Lord Chaitanya is there in our circle also, is there also. Even Pratap Rudra Maharaj, who has been denied by the Lord many times, many devotees used to approach that Pratap Rudra Maharaj is a devotee, please accept him. But Lord says that he is a Vishaya, like he's a king, and he's, so I will not able to associate. And again, if you try to ask me, then I'll go from here, I'll go to Alarnath. So the Pratap Rudra Maharaj was so dear, like, but he was not been given. But Pratap Rudra Maharaj was also very determined that my Lord, if you have taken a vow, that if you deliver Jagaya Madaya and if you will not deliver, I also take a vow that until you give me your mercy, I'm not going to leave you. So Lord was testing Pratap Rudra Maharaj patience, and like, and then he got so unlimited mercy. When we see that Pratap Rudra, after the Rath Yatra, he got amazing mercy by Lord Chaitanya. And so Lord was trying to show like it was not manifesting to Pratap Rudra Maharaj the mercy, but actually it was unmanifesting, like to seeing to Pratap Rudra Maharaj, he was seeing that it is unmanifest. But actually the devotees were saying, like, because starting only the Lord had predicted, when Ramanand Rai and Sarvam Bhattacharya had explained the glories of Pratap Rudra Maharaj, bole, he will get the mercy, like previously only as it, but he was not able to see. So similarly, one who has taken to Krishna consciousness, the goal is, like, our goal we will achieve, but it is not manifest right now, it is unmanifest to us, and we think, array, and we are like in illusion, array, it is going to happen or not, is the Mahamantra working or not. Like, we see the pastime also of Vritrasur and Indra also, like Vritrasur had that weapon, the Narayan Astra, and Indra had that Narayan Astra, and Vritrasur is telling to Indra, Baba is going to work, because it has been made from the Dadichi's Muni's bone, and it is, I am destined to be killed by this weapon. But Indra didn't have that confident, array, because Vritrasur was like when Indra threw that club, so Vritrasur caught out with his left hand and smashed and threw back to on the Airavat, and Airavat went so back behind, like he says, almost 40 yards or something, he went behind. So Indra fell down, and he was completely, means, like, bewildered, in illusion, what will happen? And Vritrasur, who was a demon, but he was preaching to Indra that, okay, this Astra is going to work. And then with the help of that Astra, Vritrasur was being killed. So we also been known that Prabhupada has given us such an amazing philosophy that when you follow this path of bhakti, what has been given to us, chanting our 16 rounds of Hare Krishna Mahamantra, following the four regular principles, and trying to serve in whatever capacity we can, is the mood of servant of the servant. We will see Krishna face to face in this life. This has Prabhupada has given us. And when Prabhupada speak this, is like the rising sun to us, because right now it is very darkness. Because if you see that there are many varieties of philosophers around the world, and nobody has a complete understanding that what it is. Like one of the philosophers used to say, he came and he defined that, what is love? So he defined, you know what is love? When you go home from your work, and then you see in the eyes of your dog, and he sees in your eyes, that is love. So like when a devotee hears this, he feels, array, he's cheating people. He's not giving the right knowledge which has to be given to the devotee. So we have a very right knowledge, like the rising sun, like it's like the noon sun by the help of Prabhupada. Otherwise, our life was also very in darkness. So everything which has been manifest in our life, it is only by the mercy of our acharyas, the previous acharyas, who has nicely explained us, okay, in this path, it is clear that you will able to, when you follow this path, you will able to achieve your ultimate goal, which is Jivare Sarup Hoy, Krishna Re Nityadas. And any other identity a jiva would try to imitate or try to do it, he would be miserable in his life. So Prabhupada writes here that, so this was the first part of the purport, like it speaks about like how the avyakta to that atmatatma, this understanding of self-relationship or atmatatma. So Prabhupada writes, unless, however, one comes to this point of understanding of atmatatma, one remains in the darkness in which he was born. This is like Om Agyanati Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya. So then Prabhupada writes, under the circumstance, no one can understand the plan of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And when we are in darkness, we will not able to understand what is going on. We will not able to see ourselves, what to see others. So sometimes something happens in our life, like you doesn't want to do that thing, but the other person thinks that you are doing in that purpose. And that it is very painful at some time. Like for an example, you have been told, you tell so-and-so person that he is supposed to do this thing. And the other persons, you get a call, okay, you don't tell, I will tell him. And so we think, okay, I am not going to supposed to tell him, but the other person will tell him. But the other person has not spoken to that person, and we think that he has already spoken, so we tell, now you are supposed to do this. So that other person gets annoyed, you have not told me only things. So sometimes the situations arise in our life like we are completely like misunderstood or it been like, and we think, why is acting like that? So at that time we are helpless. So in that state, instead of going thinking, why this happened, we should take shelter of the Lord. Okay, my Lord, the Lord wants to teach me something from this, that at any situation we'll think, everything has been perfect. Like we see when Maharaj is moving around, we think, everything is perfect, and suddenly something happens, which we have never thought also. Which was unmanifest, it manifests at that time. So we cannot understand that why this is happening and why that is happening. So at that time when it is beyond our control, which we cannot hold, so that time we should think, this is the will of the Lord, and we accept it and try to go through that situations. And once when one go through that situations, he gets lots of realizations. Oh, like when we came over here, we thought, we could have run away from here. But then we would have not able to see this all this manifestation, which was unmanifest at that time. The whole Vrindavan forest, Yamuna, Govardhan, the guest house, Goshala, many things. And many people who were unmanifest before this, now they are manifesting over here. Is it not? Means they were not thinking, we are going to come over here. I asked many people who come over here, how did you come over? We Google Vrindavan, we Google Govardhan, and we came over here. Because Govardhan Eco Village. So we don't understand the will of the, but when we accept, my Lord, what is happening is only because you are intervening in my life, and I'll take it as it comes in the plate. Like we have a feast, and sometime in the feast we have something which we don't like. Sometime we have karela, sometime we have gajar halwa also. But whatever it comes by the plan and the will of the Lord. So we should accept it and honor it in a graceful way and continue our life of devotion service in a happy mood. So we see that these philosophers who have been very scholar and very academically very having knowledge, they cannot understand. Then who can understand? So she said that nobody can understand. But we see the pastime of this South Indian Brahmana who was reading Bhagavad Gita upside down. He was reading Bhagavad Gita upside down, and all the Brahmanas who were very scholar, they were like laughing and giggling at him, at the Brahmanas. And when Lord Chaitanya saw that, he said that, what are you doing? He said, my spiritual master has told me to read Gita. And he was not able to read also. And why are you reading? I am just seeing this picture that Krishna has become a chariot driver of Arjuna. And by seeing this, he had tears in his eyes. So Lord Chaitanya said that you have understood the essence of Gita. So now he said that no one can understand. But a person who has surrendered to the spiritual master, to the superiors, he will be able to understand which is ununderstandable, which is unmanifested, would be manifested to those persons, those devotees who has taken shelter of the spiritual master and the senior devotees. And all the darkness which are there would be overcome. So this is a Prabhupada writes in the further part of the purport, that this material scientist can simply study and partially understand the varieties of the energies. And he can take one of the energies and try to understand it with limited knowledge. But still, it is not possible to understand the absolute truth in full by dint of material science. So you would be thinking that the scientists or PhD would be specifically in one a particular particular element of the material nature, like okay, they have done in soil or in water or anything which is there. But if they, if the subject has been replaced, they would become handicapped. They would not able to do anything. So we have seen that there are different varieties of gloves, like that Radha Gopinath in one of the Prerna festival, he had like exhibited like that there are different gloves are there, like people wear like boxer and for the doctor and different cricketer and everything. So then the boxer was given a needle and a thread that you now just pierce this. It's so insignificant, like anybody can do it. But he was covered with that boxer's gloves, that he was not able to do it. And but the person who had no gloves, means we can compare like a person who has no gloves, who he has like completely surrendered. He had no knowledge, he has no skill, no knowledge, no academical qualification, but he is surrendered to the spiritual master. And the person who has like lots of knowledge, you think, are, I can do many things, but he's not able to do this simple thing like piercing a thread from the eye of a needle. So we see a devotee who is completely surrendered unto the Supreme Lord, who reveals himself by his causeless mercy. So the Lord we cannot achieve by our knowledge, by our tapasya, by our any amount of gymnastic skills, by showing off. It, the Lord would be only revealed by his own mercy. Like Prabhupada gives an example of the analogy of this sun, that as much amount of you went to your terrace and put a torchlight and try to see the sun, you will not able to see the sun. But then when the sun rises early in the morning, it's automatically seen, and he doesn't have to put any endeavor also. And then Prabhupada quotes this sloka of Bhagavad Gita, Dadami Buddhi Yogamtam, that by Lord only this Buddhi comes. And we say that we become proud of our borrowed plumes. We think, I am the doer. So I was listening to one of Maharaj's class. So Maharaj was speaking about this Manthan Leela, Samundra Manthan Leela. So he was saying, Maharaj was saying, this demigods and the demons, they were totally opposite. They had like no similarity, like nothing similar to them. Like if they say one, they will say two. It's like different. So, but they came together on one platform. Why? So Maharaj said that he was saying in that class that actually anything could be, we can come together on one platform when we have some higher principles to follow. And unless we have higher principles to follow, there would be color at a very most insignificant thing also. So he's saying that when they were doing this, this was happening. So the manifest was what? What they were planning, that nectar should manifest. But it was unmanifest at that time when they started. And when they started churning, what manifest? Poison. Poison came first. And then different varieties of attractive things came across. The horse, many things, the money opulence came across. But the Lord told that you have to focus on the nectar, for what purpose we have come. So similarly, for what purpose we have come to Krishna consciousness, that has to be always been focused. Because when our focus has been loosed, then we get deviated and then we get carried away by the things which are not, we are not supposed to do. So Maharaj was saying that they were doing many things. Jai Shri Radha Vrindavan Bihari Ki Sakshi Gaurang Mahaprabhu Ki. So they were doing, but this intelligence the Lord has already told, okay. So, but at regular intervals, we require this intelligence. That's why Prabhupada said, Nityam Bhagavat Sevaya. Like, Bhagavatam says that we should be constantly listening to Bhagavat. We should be constantly in touch with the sound vibration of the Lord. When we are constantly touching the sound vibration of the Lord, then we will remember, oh, I am not supposed to do this. And we have association of devotees which help us, that Prabhu, you are now going overboard. Like Dhruva Maharaj was being told by Swayambhu Manu that it's enough now. You are not supposed to act like this. You are now about to go back home, back to Godhead. So don't act like this. And this would be also a very not good mark on our dynasty. Because if you are acting like this, so you are not supposed to act like this. You forgive this and try to stop this, what you are doing now. So when this demon and demigods, they were doing this, the demigods were in always anxiety. Arey, what has been told, yeah, that has been delivered, but opposite only is coming. So Maharaj was saying that, then what will happen? Then when everything is in our control, we are doing it, well, I am the doer. And when everything goes out of our control, well, I am done. Well, Now I'm done. I'll go home. So Maharaj was saying that we also would think, Are, this you told that Krishna consciousness is so blissful that it will give nectar in the heart, but poison is coming out. So this is the process. And in due course of process, so this is like darkness. And in due course of nature, when this darkness, the night is gone, the sunrise will come up, and then we'll get the real nectar of Krishna consciousness. But till that time, we have to take shelter of devotees who have gone through those things, who is able to see. Like we see, like every day we have this Achman we do. We do, then there is one mantra which says that actually they can see because they have gone through that about. And they can show to us. Because with our own our eyes, we will not able to see that. We can only see with the eyes of the sastras, with the eyes of the devotees, the acharyas who have gone through that place. So that's why this intelligence would be given by the Lord. And then Prabhupada says, the Lord says that, okay. So then he says that, what is this intelligence? Yena mam upyantite. Then the Lord gives us one intelligence to cross over the oceans of nescience and come back home, back to Godhead. So now, in the last line of this purport is amazing. Prabhupada has written like, if any intelligent man wants to know what God is, he should study the scriptures, the transcendental literatures under the guidance of a bona fide spiritual master. Then it is very easy to understand Krishna as he is. So when by reading scriptures also alone, that also can deviate us from the path of bhakti. We would be thinking, Are, I know everything. But when we have proper guidance of devotees who have gone, who have learned, who have seen everything, they can explain us that, okay, this, because what happens sometimes, if you see, Hiranyakashipu and Ravana, they were also very literate, like very educated and very scholars in the scriptures, is what there. But they were using the philosophy in a wrong way. Like when Hiranyaksh was died, Hiranyakashipu was giving the philosophy of soul. When you read, like in between, we'll not able to understand that this is Hiranyakashipu is speaking. Like, but he had this a philosophy according to his own mentality that how it could give enjoyment to himself. So this scriptures knowledge is also like a sharp sword. Like if it has not been properly channelized and not been studied under a proper guidance, it could also cut us. So these were some of my thoughts on this verse. Like we spoke about like how avyakta, which was unmanifest, and there is a process when we go through that process, then the tattva, atma tattva, it gets manifest. So this atma tattva will manifest, and all the darkness which is there would be overcome by this atma tattva. Then Prabhupada says that there are a lot of different energies of the Lord, parasya shakti, vibhadi suratara, and different energies works according to the will of the Lord, and there are some other energies which we don't know also, like it works. Like we see the pastime of Yashoda Mai, pastime, like there are different, the Yog Maya works, like the Yashoda Mai doesn't see that he's the Supreme Lord. He says he's my small child, he feels hungry. Whenever there is a thunderbolt, he runs towards me. When he feels hungry, he says, Mother, I want milk. So how he can be the Supreme Personality of God? When he lifted Govardhan Hill, we see that the Gwalwals were saying, he's not lifting the Govardhan Hill. We can defeat him in the fight. How can he lift the Govardhan Hill? Actually, we are lifting. Like Madhumangal is saying, it is only because of my Brahma Tej I am able to lift the Govardhan Hill. So they were covered by the Lord's potency, because so this potency has been covered to have the Leela exchange with the Lord. And we see when a conditioned soul is covered by the energy, they are being conditioned by the illusionary energy, because they are covered, because they don't have so much affection, love towards the Lord, and that's why they have been covered. And we see that Prabhupada gives an example of a frog, that okay, this frog is maybe very intelligent, but he has his own well. And by his own well, he has a very limited knowledge and he will not able to understand the whole plan of the Lord. So we also see in the past, like how Bhishma Dev speaks about that this Pandavas, they have gone through so many difficulties. So who can understand the plan of the Lord? Nahit Karsit Rajan Bhuyanti Vayu. So we cannot understand the plan of the Lord, but this plan of the Lord can be understood when the intervention of devotees comes who have gone through this. Okay, whatever is happening, it is by the will of the Lord. So you just go through this, what is happening in your life, and in due course of life, the sunrise will come and you will be able to manifest. So I was speaking to one of the devotees. I told that I have been seeing that none of the devotee has gone dancing and laughing to the spiritual world. They have gone through so much pain. If you see the example of anyone, like if you see the example of Kunti Maharani, Dhruv Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj, Haridas Thakur, like many example, they have gone through so much pain in their life and then they went back home, back to Godhead. So Lord will only give us that much pain which we were able to tolerate. It's not like that, array, because if it is over, because Lord is more eager to than us to take home, back home, back to Godhead. So these are some of my thoughts on this verse. Thank you very much for your attentive hearing. Is there any comment, any questions, any suggestions, any corrections? So we can have, we have 5 minutes.
Hare Krishna. Prabhuji, as you said that now we have to go through the pain, but and you are saying that the future is very bright, but at the time when we are going through that pain is like, it's like intolerable. So how to deal with that?
So pain would be always there. So like our Sridhar Maharaj says, na, pain is inevitable, but suffering is optional. Means, like for an example, we see that sometimes when we are absorbed in devotion service, like, and we get hurt in our foot, like, and it is bleeding also, but we don't feel that pain at that time because we are completely absorbed. And when we are going through this pain, we should take help. My Lord, I am helpless. I was thinking that I am the doer, but now I am done. But I need the help of you. Without your help and without the help of the devotees, I would not be able to make any progress in Krishna consciousness. And when we take help of those devotees who have gone through those pain, and we are so fortunate that we have devotees who have gone through those pain, like they are way ahead from us because they are practicing Krishna consciousness. Because who has been staying in Krishna consciousness from the last 30, 20, 40 years? His life would not be like so smooth, like cakewalk. He has also have gone through so many ups and downs. Many ups and downs, many arrows has been shot into his heart. But he has able to tolerate this pain, so he can help us. The person who has gone through those pains, he can only help us. Okay. Now we are happening this. Okay, but after some time, like we have some wound in our hand. Okay. Now it is bleeding, but in due course of time, it will stop. So then there would be some blood you will be able to see. Then slowly it will become dry. And then you will get the new skin. In due course of time, this will happen. So when we know, okay, so there is hope, okay. But if you don't have any knowledge about this and we don't have any some experienced person who has gone through those pain, then we are nowhere. And then we will act very whimsically and we will end up in some other trouble. So we are fortunate that we have Prabhupada books, Prabhupada purports, all the acharya's purports, spiritual master is there, all the senior devotees are there. They can help us. And we can see through their life that what pain they went through and in that pain, how they had acted in that pain. And when we see, okay, when they acted like this, the result was okay. They were able to overcome that pain. And in that situation, when it is very painful, then we can cry out the Lord very loudly and helplessly. So Kunti Maharani is not telling that this calamity should come again and again. Actually, her prayers are that these calamities are the byproduct. By the help of this calamity, I am able to remember you, my Lord. So I want the remembrance of the Lord more than these calamities. So our remembrance of the Lord will increase more and more. So the poison, we cannot reduce the poison, the pain. But we have to increase the nectar by chanting more, by taking shelter of Bhagavatam, by taking association of devotees. So as we see that Maharaj has given all the 5 potent, as the Rup Goswami said, there are 64 limbs of bhakti, which are the 5 the most potent. All these 5 are available at one spot over here. We have Srimad Bhagavatam, Vidyapit classes are going on. The holy name has been given at the time of initiation. We have Dham, Vrindavan Dham. We have deity worship, unlimited deity worship. You can worship Govardhan also by doing his parikrama. And we have Vaishnav Seva, which is also unlimited. So this 5, all 5 potent of bhakti, the high voltage has been given to us, unlimited. You can hook to anyone and you will be surcharged by this 5 potent. So we are very fortunate that that has been given to us. And when this pain comes, so we should take shelter of this high voltage, this nectar. So that poison would be,
The poison would be there, but this high voltage will help us to overcome that low voltage. Is that answer your question? So, thank you very much. And please forgive me if anything which has been spoken, which has not been spoken according to my realization and everything. And I take this opportunity to beg forgiveness for the devotees for any offense which I have created, knowingly or unknowingly. So please forgive me, so that whenever this unmanifesting is there in my heart, I remember that in due course of time, it will manifest. Jai Gantrar Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Jai Anandakoti Vaishnavrind ki, Jai Nitai Gopremanandi Hari Hari.